somebody out there isn't going to have a problem with personal insolvency. They may have other problems, indeed opportunities as well, because the National Lottery has said that one of the two winning tickets for last night's EuroMillions jackpot was sold in Ireland. Now, we've no details, no confirmation yet of where or indeed by whom that ticket was purchased, but there are fairly strong rumours, for what that's worth, that the ticket was bought in Riley's Supervalue shop in Salons in County Kildare. And our reporter, Justin McCarthy, has been there and spoke to some people who think something might be afoot.
It's mostly the regular, like, we know the normal people that come in and always have the same numbers, always come in, and then just we know the people that always want a quick pick, so...
And there'll be a bit of excitement here today. I mean, there's a lot of speculation that this was the shop that sold the winning ticket. Would you think you might be able to identify who the winner was if you found out what day the ticket was sold on?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have a clue. The amount of them that I put through the last while, like, since everyone knew it was 108 million, everybody was buying a ticket.
And you're right next to the train station here as well, so a lot of people would be maybe buying a ticket on their way home from work, would they?
Yeah, it's all, like, commuters, like, from Naas and... playing, they all just get to drive in here and then get the train up to Dublin. So,
and yourself, did you check your own ticket?
Oh yeah, I checked it online last night. It didn't win anything though.
Will do.
Aisling, you work here, yeah?
Yeah, I do indeed, yeah.
A lot of excitement here today.
Yeah, it's going to be buzz in the shop today, which will be great, like, long day, but it'll be great. Yeah.
So how many people play the EuroMillions Lotto here every day?
Oh, loads and loads. Like, on a Tuesday or a Friday, we're flat out on the Lotto machine for the EuroMillions, like...
Yeah.
So, did you play? Sean only won $2,000 there last week on it. A fella that works here, so the excitement for that, and now it's going to be even bigger today. So,
yeah. And did you play it yourself?
Yeah, I played it on Tuesday, but no luck. Like,
you checked already.
Yeah, I checked it already.
You wouldn't be here today, would you?
No, I wouldn't be working today if I did win it.
I can understand why. Justin McCarthy talking to some people who had no luck, but somebody, the word is, well, definitely somebody in Ireland. And as I say, the finger is pointing towards Salons in County Kildare. Justin McCarthy's on the line now from there. When we talk about luck, Justin, first of all, what kind of winnings are we talking about?
Well, the actual jackpot, Cathal, was €187 million, and there were two winners of that. One ticket was sold in Belgium, and one ticket was sold in Ireland. And now, as you heard there, the social media in particular and local rumours, are alive with speculation that the winning ticket was sold here in Riley's of Salons, which is right next to the train station here. So it could be anybody. As you heard there, the staff there certainly think that they sold the winning ticket. And although it's fairly quiet around this area, anybody who's all of the delivery people and the locals who've been calling into the shop here this morning, it's the first question on their lips: who won the EuroMillions Lotto last night? And the hunt is firmly on now to try and find that winner.
And of course, it did happen before. Dolores McNamara, the previous Irish winner, now she won a little bit more. She got €115 million. Still, €94 million ain't bad. Is there much excitement? Many people interested?
There's plenty people. In fact, all of the staff, as they were arriving this morning, that was the first topic of conversation. Did we sell the winning ticket? Who was it? Who could it have been? And they were going through the lists of people who came in, the regulars who buy the EuroMillions, who mightn't have been seen today. Funnily enough, the owner of the shop, Fergus Riley, is off today. Now, there's no speculation that Fergus won it himself, but because one of the staff was talking to him on the phone, but he picked the wrong day to take off, given the amount of excitement that's going to be around here today.
All right, Justin McCarthy and Salons, do keep us posted. For now, it's 7:31.